listener production.
A roller coaster ride for Wall Street as investors take in the words of Jerome Powell.
And Aussie shares expected to open lower on Thursday ahead of key earnings from National Australia Bank.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Thursday, the 2nd of May. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, US markets have closed. The Dow Jones up by a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ each shed about a third of a percent. SPY futures are pointing to a somewhat modest decline, really, under the circumstances, down by around 0.2% for the ASX 200. But those numbers really belie what has really been a rather volatile session.
It has indeed, Tom. We did see the Dow Jones Index rally more than 500 points at its session highs. We also saw the S&P 500 up 1.2%, while the NASDAQ climbed more than 1.7%. So what we did see initially is share markets react positively to the news that the US Federal Reserve has largely ruled out that the next move will be an interest rate hike. The Fed did acknowledge its disappointment over the lack of further progress in pushing inflation down towards its 2% target. The big focus last night actually was in the Treasury market as well. We saw the 10-year Treasury yield down by 5 basis points to 4.63%. The short end of the curve, the 2-year, which is more interest rate sensitive, was down 9 basis points to 4.96%. So what we're seeing on the back of all of this, of course, is a repricing again of interest rate expectations. We've now seen US future rates pricing in a 66.4% chance of a rate hike in November compared to 58% on Tuesday. It's more than less than 50% in September and about 80% in December. So certainly a big change there as far as markets are concerned.
I suppose it's the little things that matter. So when you look at the price action of the S&P 500, for example, over the course of the session, for much of the day, it was down in the order of about a half of 1%, but it was the 4:30 moment in time when Powell started speaking and essentially uttered those words that a rate hike isn't required. You know, that's when you saw that spike that had the S&P 500 up by 1.3% from its trough to its peak. That gives you an indication of how acutely the markets are calibrated to this idea that perhaps, you know, we've gone down the wrong path. And, you know, you have to consider that possibility that if we have inflationary concerns linger into the back end of the year, then one more rate hike could be a possibility.
It could be, though in the commentary, he largely avoided a hawkish pivot, which is what markets were looking out for. And that's why we did see the rally in the bond market in particular. We also saw the US Federal Reserve announced that it'll cut the cap on the runoff for treasuries to $25 billion a month to $60 billion a month beginning in June. And that's been important for bond markets. That's led to the rally as well in bond markets today. The reason they're doing this is to reduce the risk of financial market turbulence that they struck during the previous round of balance sheet trimming back in 2019.
So to put that in very simple terms, it's just another method that the central bank uses to add liquidity or take away liquidity from the market. And a moderation on that side of things was part of the reason that concerns were allayed that the Fed is on the wrong track.
Well, that's right. So the indication overnight is that the US Federal Reserve has argued that its policy stance is in a good place. They're concerned about the lack of progress on inflation still. Rate hikes remain unlikely, but the Fed is prepared to leave interest rates at current levels until progress is achieved on the jobs market. And on that front, last night we did see some progress take place. The JOLTS job openings dipped from 8.81 million in February to 8.49 million in March. Now, that is the lowest level in around 3 years. We also saw the quits rate, which measures people who voluntarily leave their job, fall to 2.1%, the lowest since August 2020. So that does show that the labour market is showing some tentative signs of cooling. Of course, we did see the private payrolls lift to up by 192,000 in April. That was above expectations for 183,000. So much will depend on the official numbers for the US job market on Friday.
The labour market is still strong. If it continues to remain strong over the course of the next couple of months and you see elevated inflation, then it is a situation of kicking the can down the road when it comes to rate cuts. Powell acknowledged that as much as anything else. He said that there could be a scenario in place where there are no rate cuts this year.
One of the other things of note, Tom, last night was we saw the Institute for Supply Management measure of prices paid for manufacturers for inputs. That lifted to 60.9 in April, the highest reading since June 2022. Those cost of production issues in the manufacturing sector remained.
Indeed. So let's just swing to the corporate side of things, because there's been a lot going on, particularly in that very important space, the tech and chip making space. So just to give you an idea of how finely calibrated or how little tolerance investors have for missteps when it comes to earnings, Intel, for example, last week, you know, has been the poster child for getting a rigorous birching, having missed expectations. That stock is now one of the worst performers in the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, down by around 4%, having missed on expectations. So last night, Advanced Micro Devices gapped lower by about 9%, having reported numbers after hours. The numbers weren't that bad, but a lukewarm or perhaps measured outlook, which again wasn't that far off the market's expectations. They're expecting second quarter revenue to come in at $5.7 billion versus $5.72, which was what the market was looking for. First quarter earnings per share came in at 62 cents per share, so better than the 61 that the market was looking at. Revenue was also better than expected at $5.47 billion. But the market was able to find blemishes in addition to the lukewarm outlook. Gaming chips came in below the market's expectations. The stock down by around 12% at the close of trade. At one stage, Ryan, that stock was up by about 70% in year-to-date terms, and now it's up less than 10%.
We also saw Super Microchip Computer slide 14%, following the company's quarterly revenue miss as well. That is the server maker for NVIDIA chips. So has the halo for artificial intelligence receded, Tom? That's the question.
It's certainly slipped. And to your point, the revenue for Supermicro Computer came in at $3.85 billion. The market was looking for $3.86. So the outlook for data center servers, not quite as glowing as it was a couple of days ago. And that'll be something that the market will digest over the course of coming sessions. So the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index gapped lower by about 2% overnight. We've spoken about the value of this index as a leading indicator, so worth keeping an eye on that in coming days.
Absolutely. Amazon gained 2.2% on better than expected quarterly results as interest in AI helped drive cloud computing growth. So we are seeing different segmentation when it comes to this space as well at the moment, and that was reflected in Amazon's result and is one of the strongest performers. Its advertising revenue grew 24% in the first quarter, and Amazon Web Services also posted results that surpassed analyst expectations.
Indeed. So the ASX 200 expected to be down a little less than 0.25% today. It's going to be a challenging session given the downdraft that we have seen for commodity prices, particularly where all prices are concerned. So down by around 3.3% for West Texas Intermediate crude oil at $79.20 US a barrel. The Middle East risk premium has really disappeared quite quickly where oil is concerned.
It has, Tom. We've seen oil prices hit a seven-week low. The big focus overnight was US energy firms adding a surprise 7.3 million barrels of crude into stockpiles last week, compared with the 1.1 million barrel withdrawal analysts had forecast. And that led to that big plunge in oil prices.
Indeed. So gold prices are a little bit firmer, up by about a percent or $21 an ounce to $2,324 US per ounce.
The National Australia Bank, the second biggest mortgage lender and biggest business lender, is set to report a 9 basis point narrowing in its first half net interest margin when it begins the reporting season today, with cash likely falling as much as 13% analyst estimate. The Aussie dollar has lifted from 64.71 US cents to 65.38 US cents, currently trading at 65.15 US cents.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.